When the COVID-19 pandemic began, it brought with it many questions: how it was spread, who would be affected the most, and how dangerous it could be. For pregnant people, there was an added element of concern. While pregnant people aren't more likely to become infected, they are considered high risk because the effects of the illness could be more severe. James Bowman and Alana McDowell found out they were pregnant with their first child just before the spread of COVID-19 was declared a pandemic. Alana ended up giving birth to Penelope a few weeks before the mandatory mask mandate came into effect.
It was pretty strange in terms of like not being able to be around others as we shared the news. Like, we kind of went into lockdown just as I was getting more towards the stage of being able to tell people that I was pregnant. Like, we were kind of holding off while I was in the really early days. I'm not really like being able to share that news in person was sort of weird. There was a lot of question marks around what the services might look like. It's a weird time to be pregnant, as a lot of people were feeling really scared about what was happening in the world. I especially went through a period of time of just like not knowing if it was going to impact the pregnancy. There was adverse effects of COVID-19 for pregnant women. There still is kind of a lack of research on that topic, but in the springtime, it was, I think, more concerning, like not really understanding if I got sick, would I get really sick? And so James actually ended up staying home from work for about a month. We were both feeling pretty anxious about it and made the decision for him to stay home and go on VRB, at least until I got out of my first trimester, because we had heard that one of the symptoms of COVID-19 was a fever, and it's really important to try to not get a fever in the first trimester especially.
Plans that usually surround a pregnancy, like a baby shower and prenatal classes, became virtual or socially distanced.
Yeah, it wasn't as comfortable of a situation as I think maybe it could have been. My mom ended up having a baby shower for me, but it had to be outside on like one of the hottest days of the year. And everybody was like trying to be 6 feet apart from each other and trying to make it COVID friendly. And it was ended up making it maybe not as fun again, because there's just like this looming thing where everyone's sort of nervous. It took away from the joyfulness. I'm thankful that we were still able to connect with other parents. Like, I think that's something that could have really helped us feel less anxious, just as first-time parents, being able to chat with those other parents in a more casual way than as opposed to like Zoom ends up being kind of awkward and clunky. And there's not a lot of time for unstructured conversation versus like obviously meeting up in person. There would be time to sort of chit chat amongst yourselves and make those connections. But, you know, I definitely feel like we missed out on some of those things.
We both think it's important for children to be around lots of different people for their development. We have been able to see some people, but then there's like an element of stress or thinking that you're doing something wrong by doing that. Otherwise, a natural, joyful time is kind of turned into a time of questioning and uncertainty and not knowing what to do.
It's like I was being probably extra anxious about things and like really wanted to make sure that we were wearing a mask when we were going out into public, and this was before like masks were mandated too. Basically like all the same precautions that our other people are taking. I think it was also like a confusing time for sure, because I didn't want to go overboard, but I also wanted to make sure we were protecting ourselves and the pregnancy. And
I mean, there obviously wasn't a lot of data about the sickness in general, how it affects pregnant women or babies in utero and that kind of thing. And so kind of forced us to take it more seriously than others. Since Penelope's been born, I think it's been a little more relaxed because the nurses at the hospital explained to us babies are actually quite resilient to the disease, which has been a relief a bit for us. But also, like, the first couple months here has been just a time that we wanted to be alone with her bonding anyways. So in that sense, being away from others and taking those kind of precautions hasn't been as big of a deal as it maybe was during the pregnancy.
And after months of precautions and preparations, the day of birth finally arrived in late November.
So we were pretty lucky in the sense that we ended up being able to labor at home. So that was nice, because I know like just being in the hospital, there would have been all these extra precautions taken just being there. So, you know, we kind of were able to bypass that. And that was definitely a component in deciding to go for a home birth. We ended up actually giving birth to Penelope at the hospital because I needed a cesarean, but we were able to be here for the bulk of it. And that definitely, I think, helped us feel a little more comfortable, not having like people totally in PPE and having like all the extra precautions of us having to wear PPE and stuff like that in the hospital. We were just able to be more comfortable here at home.
Once we were at the hospital, it seemed more relaxed than we were anticipating, I think, too.
Right before the second wave hit was when we gave birth to Penelope. So It was almost like a couple weeks after that that things started to really clamp down again. So maybe we were sort of fortunate in the sense that things weren't quite as bad at that time as they are now.
Dr. Raz Mulla is an obstetrician gynecologist at the Kootenai Lake Hospital in Nelson. He said that his midwife colleagues have had more parents contact them about home deliveries since the pandemic began.
Certainly been an adventure. We initially in the pandemic had to sort of radically change our practices to diminish the number of in-person visits. As you can appreciate, a specialty like obstetrics and gynecology is very patient focused. And so we sort of had to transform that quite quickly into using telephones and video conferencing to be able to at least, you know, see patients initially, and then oftentimes, many of them will need a pelvic exam or a physical exam at some point. I think certainly a number of patients initially on the pandemic had concerns about coming into the hospital. We've been fortunate. You know, the hospital's stable. We're well prepared. We don't feel that we're putting the public at risk to have them come to hospital to have their babies, for instance. The midwives also provide, and some of the family physicians here provide a home delivery service as well, which obviously we support. But there's obviously the expectation that some of those patients will need to end up transferring to hospital at some point during their labors anyways. You know, some hospitals, for a variety of reasons, are quite restrictive in terms of having partners attend deliveries, et cetera. We fortunately haven't had too many restrictions if the partners are well and symptom-free. Childbirth is a really exciting and special time for an entire family. You know, in years past, other family members could attend the deliveries and see the parents postpartum. That unfortunately isn't happening. So generally they're just limited to sort of one support person in labor and post-delivery until parents go home. We certainly have reiterated to people about their public responsibility to themselves and each other about really limiting their contacts outside of their personal bubble. You know, part of that is to limit the spread of the disease, but also it's the recognition that if a patient were to become COVID positive and come to the hospital, then they're potentially putting the nursing staff and the other healthcare workers at risk. And, you know, we need to be well enough so we can look after the entire community. So I think that's really been our primary message is stay safe and stay home, limit their social activities, encourage people to be out and about in terms of, you know, outdoor activities, but not in terms of going over to other people's houses for dinner parties. We certainly support influenza vaccination for pregnant women. I would encourage pregnant women to talk to their care providers or just go to public health and get vaccinated against flu vaccine. Again, there's limited information, but it would stand to reason that influenza and COVID is probably a bad combination, certainly in the pregnant patient.
Now that the vaccine is rolling out for priority groups, it should be noted that it is not recommended for people under the age of 16 or people who are pregnant to get the COVID-19 vaccine. And as health officials have said, it's important not to become complacent with public health protocols.
I think all of us at the hospital are very impressed with our patients and the publics in the Kootenays. It seems that most people have gotten the message. And, you know, I think we're blessed to live in this place where, for the most part, most of us are safe and healthy. And, you know, we can get outside and enjoy the outdoors socially responsibly. You know, certainly some of our friends and colleagues in large urban centers or other parts of the world are, you know, unfortunately, their COVID reality is very, very different than what we're experiencing. But it's also important to remember that, you know, COVID is an infectious virus, and so things can change quite quickly. It's important not to have a sense of complacency, and that people should be vigilant and they should be responsible, again, not only for themselves, but, you know, for their family and their communities. The Kootenays is safe because people are acting safely. I think if that changes, then you know, restrictions will need to be put in place, like we're seeing elsewhere in Canada or elsewhere in the world.
Dr. Mulla has also been working in telemedicine for more than a decade. He said that a silver lining of the pandemic has been the surge in using video conferencing and phone appointments, and people being more comfortable using that technology for medical purposes. Patients have been able to stay home and still consult their physicians. It's a movement that Dr. Mulla said he hopes to see continue after the pandemic.
You know, any number of Zoom meetings are happening these days. They're happening in school. They're happening in people's places of work and business. At least as the obstetricians and gynecologists were occasionally using Zoom. You know, I think that will be a transformation that will take place. And that's probably a good thing. You know, it's sometimes in the winter, it's, you know, very difficult for some of our patients to travel from the cusp or elsewhere to come see us or, you know, go to Kelowna or Vancouver. And there's certainly some challenges among some patients who don't have access to Wi-Fi and don't have access to the internet. And I think certainly and we're seeing that sometimes in the educational system as well. So I think that also will, there'll have to be some reckoning about making sure that those kind of things are equitable and balanced and that everyone should have equal access to that kind of technology.
I asked Dr. Mulla if we can expect a pandemic baby boom. And the answer, he said, will be discovered in the next 9 months or so.
It's hard to know if we're going to see a whole slew of sort of COVID teenagers one day. Studies would suggest historically when there are sort of economic challenges, birth rates tend to fall. On the other hand, there isn't much to do potentially for some couples, but to plan around children. So I guess it remains to be determined.
And as families can't gather in person to celebrate their newest and youngest member, Alana and James said that it still means a lot to new parents. Some of their family and friends have dropped off homemade meals in the first few weeks that they were back home and found creative ways to make them feel connected to their larger community in a safe way as they welcome a new person into the world.